Hello and welcome back to the News Brief. In today's edition, WWDC 2023 announced, Apple Music Classical launch, and AI development fears. Apple has announced that it will be hosting its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, from June 5th to 9th, 2023, in an online format. However, developers and students will have the opportunity to celebrate in person on opening day at a special experience held at Apple Park, the company's main headquarters. This event is free for all developers and will showcase the latest advancements in iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS, the company's operating systems. Additionally, Apple will continue to support developers in creating innovative apps by providing them with unique access to Apple engineers and insights into new technologies and tools to help bring their ideas to life. WWDC is one of our favorite times of the year at Apple because it's an opportunity to connect with the talented developers from around the globe who make this community so extraordinary, said Susan Prescott, Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Developer Relations. WWDC 23 is going to be our biggest and most exciting yet, and we can't wait to see many of you online and in person at this very special event. Sticking with Apple, the tech giant has earlier this week launched a new music streaming app, Apple Music Classical, which is specifically designed to cater to the needs of classical music enthusiasts. With this app, subscribers of Apple Music can easily browse through the world's largest classical music collection using fully optimized search features. They can also enjoy the highest quality audio available and experience classical favorites in a whole new way with immersive spatial audio. The app offers curated playlists, insightful composer biographies, and descriptions of thousands of works, among many other features. Apple Music Classical is now available on the App Store and comes at no extra cost for most Apple Music subscribers. This app, in combination with Apple Music, provides a music experience for all kinds of listeners, from long-time classical aficionados to first-time listeners. In AI news, a group of experts in artificial intelligence, including Elon Musk, are advocating for a temporary halt to the development of powerful AI systems due to potential risks to society and humanity. The non-profit organization Future of Life Institute issued a letter signed by over 1,000 individuals warning of the dangers of human competitive AI systems, such as economic and political disruptions. The letter proposes a 6-month pause in the development of systems more powerful than OpenAI's GPT-4, or if not possible, a government-led moratorium. During this pause, AI labs and experts should collaborate to establish shared safety protocols for advanced AI design that are audited by independent outside experts to ensure systems are safe. The letter was also signed by Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, Yoshua Benigo, Stuart Russell, and researchers at Alphabet-owned DeepMind. The Future of Life Institute is primarily funded by the Musk Foundation, Founders Pledge, and Silicon Valley Community Foundation. The UK government has unveiled proposals for a light-touch regulatory framework around AI, while Europol has raised ethical and legal concerns over advanced AI, like ChatGPT, warning about the potential misuse of the system. That concludes today's edition of the News Brief. If you enjoyed it, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts to stay up to date with the latest content. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.